Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are finding the gospel in our everyday moments, and today it's all about laundry and helping our kids get dressed. How does that display the gospel to us? Well, I remember when I was helping some of my little ones get dressed, I would sit on the floor with them, and I mean, you probably do it too. You're helping them step into their pants, and so they lean forward and they put their hands on your shoulders, right? And you say, step. And then you tell them to step with the other foot, and then you pull them up. And the Lord, in one of those moments of helping one of my little ones get dressed that morning, said, you know, you spend a lot of time helping little people put on and put off clothing. But I want you to know that in those moments, you can see me, Bethany. And I wondered what that really meant. Like, I was like, how does that work? Like, how is helping a child put on and put off clothing part of the gospel story? And so I kind of went on a hunt to see, and there's two places where we see, and literally the languaging is like taking clothing on and off. So the first one is in Colossians 3, and then the second one is in Ephesians 4. And I'm going to read them to us really quickly. And then I want you today, as you go about whether you help children still put on and put off clothes, like you still are helping them get dressed, or maybe you're just the laundry folder right now. Maybe you've passed this on to your kids and they're folding their own laundry and you can pass this little lesson on to them. But I want, my prayer in this time is that we will see the gospel on display in just the little moments of our home, and it can start a conversation between us and God, a conversation of worship and of thanksgiving. So this is what it says in Colossians 3, let's start in verse 9. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. And then we're going to skip down to verse 12. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And then I want you to flip over to Ephesians 4 and mark it, and make these twin passages in your Bible, if you will. You know, mark in the margins. Colossians 3, put that in the side margin of Ephesians 4, verse 22. It says this, this is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you heard of him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. The language of both of these passages is the language of getting dressed. This is when we see put on and put off here. If we go back into the Greek, it's a languaging of putting clothes on and off. And what Paul is helping us see is what happens as a redeemed child of God. Your old self, with all the former manner of life that's corrupt, that has all your deceitful desires, you are called to put it off, to take it off, and to don, to put back on the new self, that is in the likeness of God, that has righteousness and has holiness. In fact, later on in Ephesians 6, he kind of uses that exact same languaging, this exact same verbiage in Ephesians 6, verse 11, where he says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. It is a clothing oneself. And we spend a lot of our time when we have little ones clothing them. I mean, we spend time every day getting ourselves dressed. But do we ever sit in those spaces and just give praise to the one who has absolutely, radically changed what we stand in. You and I no longer stand in the beggar's clothing of someone dead and dying and lost to sin. We don't stand in bondage to sin. We don't stand as one who is a slave to sin. All of that has been put off. And so we have this invitation. If it feels like it's trying to be put back on, put it off. Rebuke and reject in the name of Jesus. Why? Because what has been given you to be put on is the righteousness of Christ. You have been clothed now in the holiness of God, set apart for kingdom work which He has designed for you. You stand fully in redemptive clothing. There's not a piece of you that isn't. And so when we read in these passages where Paul is saying, put that off, get it off, don't pick it back up and try and put it back on. Reject that. You must put it all away. You and I need to pack up all the malice and the slander and the doubt and the anger. We want to put all that away. And we want to stand in the new self that has been renewed in the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. So what do we put on? Well, we put on the belt of truth. We begin with that being fastened around the middle of us, central, where we're holding everything else garment-wise together with His truth. And then there is the breastplate of righteousness. That is who we have become and who we have been made to be because of Jesus Christ. On our feet goes the readiness. We are standing entrenched in the gospel of peace, and we are ready for what is to come. We have the helmet of salvation that guards our mind. We have the shield of faith to extinguish the darts, all the things that the enemy wants to assault us with. And then we have the sword of the Spirit. We have the word of God, and we are to be clothed every day, holding tightly to that sword. You and I get a choice every day of how we're going to be dressed spiritually. And some days are hard. It's very easy to go put on our old clothes because they're comfy and they're like maybe our loungewear. But the reality of our lives as warrior moms living in this world is that we are called to get dressed in a manner ready for battle every day. And so we're called to put off what is of the old, despite the fact that we have an enemy who would love to convince us to keep putting it back on. And instead, we are called to put on and to stand confidently in who we are in our new identity as a redeemed daughter of the King. And from that position, though, we stand. We stand in battle. We stand with the awareness that we are fighting an enemy, not just for ourselves, but for our kids. And so folding laundry can be changed in our lives. We can fold jeans and we can talk to the Lord about the belt of truth, about standing in righteousness, clothing us. We can talk to Him when we're putting shoes away around the house. We can talk to Him when we're trying to hang all the hats in our little boys' rooms, right? I talked to Him a lot about my thoughts and how am I letting Him guard them when I'm dealing with all the baseball hats in my home. But looking for the gospel will actually deepen our walk with the Lord, because our prayer lives can just simply be, God, show me how does this relate to You? And how can I worship You here in this moment? Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood, as if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this six-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel. And watch what God does as He changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible Study. Grab the link in our show notes, join me over the next 6 weeks, and journey with Jesus as he changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand his gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other warrior mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our faith, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him. Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.